Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Alex Beecham from Food and Water Watch, and he's here to talk about a number of subjects, but most importantly, he's here to talk about the big rally that's going to happen in Albany this coming Tuesday. So, Alex, how are you?
I'm good. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Have you been busy for the past few months?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're running a huge GMO labeling campaign across the state, and I think, you know, the movement, the kind of grassroots movement for labeling is bigger than it's ever been before. So that's very encouraging, but obviously we're up against, you know, some of the biggest companies on the planet, and so you know, it's going to be a huge undertaking to get the bill passed. But the encouraging thing is, I think there's more people involved, more people taking action than any time I can remember. So that's exciting.
Now, how many states do have GMO labeling?
So nothing is enacted. Well, nothing is. Nothing is enforced quite yet. So Vermont passed GMO labeling a couple years back. That law is set to go into effect this summer, so July of this year. Both Connecticut and Maine have also passed labeling laws, but both of them have trigger clauses, so they go into effect only if several other states follow suit. But the Vermont thing is really going to change the game. I mean, it's the first state that will enact it. And, you know, because of that, the industry is really scrambling to try to preempt Vermont's labeling law in Congress. So there's a huge effort right now to pass something through the Senate that would preempt states' abilities to label. The good news is that in committee, Senator Gillibrand here in New York voted against it. But it's a real thing and something that, you know, we're incredibly worried about.
So she voted for GMO labeling or against it?
Well, for it, right? So she voted against a law that would have preempted Vermont and any other state's ability to label GMOs. Yeah, so that was the right decision, and obviously we'd encourage Senator Schumer to follow suit if and when, you know, a bill gets to the floor.
So, in your opinion, how important is GMO labeling?
Well, it's incredibly important, right? I think that we have poll after poll after poll that shows over 90% of Americans support GMO labeling. And it's not surprising when you think about it, right? We know that people want to know more about their food in general, right? They want to know where it's produced, how it's produced, all of those things. Certainly that includes whether that food is genetically engineered. And I think that's why you've seen the kind of nationwide movement, and certainly here in New York, a statewide movement, really spring up at the grassroots level, because people want to know this. We've been dining in the dark for several years, decades actually, and it's time for that to stop. It's time for Albany to start to listen to everyday New Yorkers and not, you know, Monsanto and their allies in the junk food industry.
Mm-hmm. Now, was Monsanto the corporate organization that started GMOs?
Yeah, so it's one of them, right? I mean, there's several large companies, but certainly Monsanto is kind of at the top of the list, right? So one of the first genetically engineered products was the RBGH, which is a hormone that they gave to cows to try to increase milk production. We largely won that, actually. It's largely been phased out of the market. I mean, it's still around, but increasingly you're seeing dairy farmers turn away from that, which is certainly exciting. But that was kind of one of the first things to come on the market in the 90s. And since then, you know, we've seen upwards of 90% of corn produced in the U.S. is genetically engineered. The same story with soy, with cotton, et cetera. So you've seen really rapidly a total transformation of some of these crops from producing them conventionally, as we've done for millennia, to genetically engineering them. And largely, we're genetically engineering these crops to withstand massive doses of pesticides, like Roundup, which is also made by Monsanto. And that's led, unsurprisingly, to a huge spike in the use of pesticides all across the country. That has real impacts on human health. We know that it's a probable carcinogen. The World Health Organization last year classified Roundup as a probable human carcinogen. But we also know it has devastating environmental impacts, particularly for our rivers and streams. So, you know, for all those reasons, I think that a lot of folks here in New York want to at least, at a minimum, have the right and the ability to sort of know whether the food they're buying and feeding their families is genetically engineered or not.
Mm-hmm. So on Tuesday, there's going to be a big rally in Albany to make sure that GMO labeling happens this session. Tell Focus on Albany listeners a little bit about what you expect to happen on Tuesday.
Yeah, so, you know, we're really excited about this rally. So, you know, we at Food and Water Watch and a bunch of other groups in the kind of New York GMO Labeling Coalition, so our friends at NYPIRG, at Consumers Union, at the Sierra Club, at NOFA New York, the Northeast Organic Farming Association, everyone's kind of come together over the last few years to push for GMO labeling. And Tuesday is I think, going to be an incredibly powerful day that shows just how big the grassroots movement for labeling really is. I think you'll see hundreds of New Yorkers descend on the Capitol and urge our lawmakers to listen to their voters instead of corporate interests. So that's going to be incredibly exciting. We'll have a huge rally at the Million Dollar Staircase at 12:30. That's 12:30 Tuesday on the 8th. And then from there, folks will fan out and talk directly with their legislators and urge them to stand up for them, you know, and not the big food industry. So that's going to be incredibly powerful. And I think, you know, this is the kind of campaign that we're only going to win that way, right? We're never going to have the money or the lobbyists of the big corporate guys. But what we do have that they don't have is thousands and millions of New Yorkers across the state that want this. You know, no one's out there rallying to keep us dining in the dark, right? Those people don't exist. Everyday New Yorkers want labeling, and on Tuesday, they're going to send a powerful message to Albany, and particularly to Speaker Hastie in the Assembly, Majority Leader Flanagan in the Senate, and Governor Cuomo, frankly. I mean, we need our legislative leaders to prioritize GMO labeling, and that's going to be the simple message on Tuesday.
Now, has there been a bill presented?
Has there been a what? I'm sorry?
Has there been a bill that passed in the Assembly?
No, so we're urging the Assembly to take it up. So the bill has a lot of momentum, though. So we have more co-sponsors on the bill than we've ever had. There's 73 Assembly co-sponsors. And excitingly, we moved it out of the first committee, out of Consumer Affairs, much earlier than a year ago. So it passed about a month ago, very early February this year. So that all of that is really encouraging, but the next step is for Speaker Hastie and the Assembly leadership to really prioritize this. We need a commitment for them to bring the bill to the floor. This is the kind of bill that if we got a floor vote, we would easily win it. I mean, it's an unexplainable vote to go against this. So the whole kind of question is whether, you know, whether we can have the leadership in both houses prioritize GMO labeling this session. And I think that, you know, it's an issue whose time has come. We've seen action in other states here in the Northeast, and this is an issue that New York can and should lead on.
How about in the state senate? Has there been a sponsor for a bill in the senate?
Yeah, there has. So, you know, you mentioned the assembly earlier. In the assembly, it's Linda Rosenthal. She's an assemblywoman on the Upper West Side. It's her bill in the assembly. In the senate, it is Senator Ken LaValle. He's a Republican senator out on Long Island. So, yeah, there is a bill in the Senate as well, and we're pushing both. You know, so last year we were able to move it out of the Consumer Affairs Committee in the Senate as well. This year that hasn't happened yet, and so we're going to continue to push on that side of the chamber and urge the Senate to move it out of the Consumer Affairs and then ultimately to the Senate floor. But the first step is getting it out of committee, and that's really up to Senator Venditto. So Senator Venditto's out there on Long Island as well. He's the chair of the Consumer Affairs Committee. We have the votes in committee. We've had them for years. So the only question is whether he brings it up for a vote or not. Obviously, we're urging him to do so.
So even there probably will be many people who might listen to this who might not be able to attend on Tuesday. So if anybody's listening to this and wants to make sure that bill gets to the floor in the Senate, who do they contact again?
So, I mean, not just in the Senate, but in the Assembly as well, if folks can't make the rally on Tuesday, they should call their elected officials, so their Assembly member and their senator. And I know that people always say this, right, like contact your elected officials, but on this, this is really the way we win this, right? You win this with a big, massive grassroots movement that urges our legislators to do the right thing. And so the kind of simple, most powerful thing folks could do is pick up the phone, call your assembly member, and call your senator, and urge them to vote for the GMO labeling bill.
Now, besides GMO labeling, Food and Water Watch is involved in a number of other issues. And what's the status of fracking waste from Pennsylvania being dumped in New York? Has that been totally eliminated right now?
No, it's still happening, right? So there's a number of landfills in New York that are taking fracking waste from Pennsylvania. Obviously, we've been adamantly opposed to that and are urging the DEC and really Governor Cuomo to stop the practice from happening. But right now, for sure, there are landfills in Chemung County and in other places around the state that are accepting fracking waste. The other big issue is brine spreading on roads, so spreading fracking waste on roads and highways across the state. It's pretty difficult to figure out exactly how much this is happening and where, but we know that it's happening in some places and are urging for a ban on that as well. In fact, down here in New York City, we have a bill to ban fracking waste at the city council level. There was just a very good hearing on this a week ago, so we're urging the New York City Council to bring that to a full vote and put it into law. But that was very encouraging. It's been a long campaign just to get the hearing. Went incredibly well. I think this is something that's sort of a no-brainer, right? We've said no to fracking. Why on earth would we be taking the waste? And it's something that New York, simply needs to stop.
Now, has there been any studies on the health effects of the brine being sprayed on roads? I mean, it sounds like that could be very harmful to people's health. Has there been any studies done?
There easily could be. None that I'm aware of. I mean, we do know that the chemicals in fracking waste are incredibly dangerous, right? We know that there's known carcinogens in there. In both the chemicals that they're injecting in the actual fracking wells, but also in what comes back as the waste. So that's certainly worrisome, but I don't know off the top of my head a study specifically about, brine spreading on roads.
Now, given the fact that Cuomo has banned fracking in New York State, have people who have been proponents of banning fracking, have they been kind of complacent on the waste from Pennsylvania being dumped into New York, or is there an active movement to have that stopped?
No, I'd say there's a pretty active movement. I mean, I think people have moved on to the waste issue, as you talked about. So there's an active grassroots movement urging the state to stop accepting fracking waste. The other big issue, though, is the other fracking infrastructure, right? So all of the pipelines, the compressor stations, the storage facilities, and all of that kind of facilitates fracking, in Pennsylvania and across the country. And there's been a pretty massive build-out of that in New York State, right? So there's a maze of pipelines proposed across the state. And I would say that far from being complacent, I think that the fracking movement has been incredibly active in each of those fights. And I think you're beginning to see results, right? So on Monday, Governor Cuomo wrote a letter to FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which kind of regulates natural gas pipelines and other issues as well, but pipelines in particular. And he urged them to stop construction of the AIM pipeline, which goes through Westchester County and then into New England. But importantly, it goes right by Indian Point, the Indian Point nuclear facility. And so there's been an active campaign for years to stop this. And finally, on Monday, Governor Cuomo at least took the first step by urging FERC to stop construction. It's not clear what's going to happen. Not clear if FERC will actually rescind the permit and stop construction or not. But I think that was an incredibly encouraging sign, and obviously FERC should. I mean, the idea that they would just ignore a sitting governor who's concerned about a huge safety risk of having this natural gas pipeline right next to a nuclear facility really would be pretty egregious. That was incredibly encouraging. The other big pipeline fight that's coming to a head is the Constitution Pipeline. So this goes sort of through the southern tier of New York, well, through Pennsylvania and then up through southern tier of New York. There's been an incredible movement of folks there urging Governor Cuomo and the DEC to not grant the final water permit that the project needs before it gets off the ground. And this is pretty urgent. So they're already cutting trees in Pennsylvania to begin construction of the pipeline. They just cut through a bunch of maple trees in an active maple syrup farm. So that's incredibly distressing, and obviously we're urging Governor Cuomo to stop it. He could stop this pipeline if he doesn't grant the 401 water quality certificate. He could stop it, and so we're urging him to do so. And I don't think folks are complacent at all. I think there's been a massive movement of people urging him to do that. There's a press conference and rally in Albany just this week. And I think you're going to continue to see it ramp up because that's really the next step for him, right? If he wants to have this mantle of climate leader, banning fracking is the first step perhaps, but he's got to stop all the fracking infrastructure as well. And I think that starts with those two pipelines. And then there's a slew of others on top of it.
Now, if anybody wants to learn more about the issues that we covered, GMO labeling, swine infrastructure, and the fracking waste from Pennsylvania, how would they do so? Can they contact you? And if so, how can they reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, first they could obviously go to the Food and Water Watch website. It's pretty simple. It's just foodandwaterwatch.org. foodandwaterwatch.org. If folks want to get more involved in the campaign, they could certainly contact me. The best email to do that is A Beauchamp, so it's A-B-E-A-U-C-H-A-M-P. So it looks like Beauchamp, so A-B-E-A-U-C-H-A-M-P at fwwatch.org.
Okay, Alex. I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday, and I look forward to many people who are listening to this to participate in the rally so that everybody knows what they're eating, what's in the food that they eat. So, Alex, good luck on Tuesday, and I'll speak to you then. Have a great day.
Yes. You too. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure.